My name is Stephen Point. Glad they told me that. Lieutenant Governor of British Columbia, and the title of my living book is My Favorite Chicken. Everybody has a pet, right? Some people have pet turtles, pet dogs, pet cats, right? I had a pet chicken. Her name was Henrietta. She only had one good eye. That's the way she was born. She was blind in one side and could see very well out of the other. Well, how did I get this pet chicken? Good question. When I was growing up in Chilliwack, we had a farm with one cow. Her name was Bush. One pig. His name was George. And we had 100 chickens. I was the chicken guy. I looked after the chickens. We raised them from when they were really little yellow little chicks. We bought them already hatched, 100 at a time. And I would feed them until they got big. And so that's why I was the chicken man. I'd collect the eggs and whatnot and bring them in because we'd have fresh eggs every day. We have milk every day, right? And we also grew raspberries and strawberries and corn and things like that on our farm. And we had a tractor, and we used to drive the tractor around. In my family, we had 10 children, 5 boys and 5 girls. And we slept in one bedroom. My parents slept in the other bedroom. They slept with the baby in the crib. Also, who slept with us in our bedroom was my grandfather. He slept there. He died in 1967. He was 100 years old. He was blind at that time. He played the fiddle. He used to call the square dances and travel around on horseback. And in those days, it was a popular thing to do. He was a historian, and he told stories about the history of the Stalo people here in Chilliwack. Anyway, so there were 10 of us in one room, and my grandfather. We used to sleep together, all of us, because the house was very small, and we had the farm, see? So in the summertime, I used to pack my bed outside to sleep in the backyard, just because it was too crowded in the room with everybody. I don't know if you've ever slept with a lot of bears. That's what it sounds like. Everybody's breathing in and out, and some of them are snoring. So I used to go outside, and I like to look at the stars up in the sky. And so I used to pack my whole bed outside to sleep outside in the summertime. It was cooler, and I liked to look at the sky. Anyway, one morning, I woke up, and I could feel this warm on my chest. And I looked, and there was this chicken looking at me in the face. And she was looking at me like this, kind of blinking with her one eye, like Popeye. And I kind of moved back, and she just stayed there. She never moved. And when I walked into the house, she followed me. And so I gave her a name. I called her Henrietta. And Henrietta proved to be a very smart chicken. Contrary to popular belief, a lot of people think chickens aren't very smart, but she was very smart. She would sit in the house, for example, on Sunday night and wait for the Ed Sullivan show. You don't know Ed Sullivan, I know. But she watched Ed Sullivan. Yeah, well, some of the older people back there would remember Ed Sullivan on Sunday night, right? And that's what we watched. And she would sit there beside me on the couch watching Ed Sullivan with her one eye. And anyway, and she never messed in the house. You know, good pets will mess outside, right? Go to the washroom. Well, she never did that in the house. She understood that she couldn't go to the washroom in the house. So that's why I thought she was very smart. Anyway, the reason why we used to raise chickens was to save money, because we would have them butchered or killed, right? To eat them as roasted chickens, right? But we didn't do that with Henrietta because she was my pet. Well, one night, we all got home from school. It was winter, just like this. And we could smell the chicken cooking. Oh, wonderful chicken. You know how you get the drumsticks and the wings, and it's all cooked in the oven. And oh, so nice. We used to have a wood stove that you'd have to make the fire, and then you put the food inside the oven and it cooks inside the wood stove. Well, my mom thought this was a funny joke, but we didn't think it was very funny, because when she brought the chicken in, we all said to her, well, where's Henrietta? Because Henrietta would just walk in on her own when we got home. And she said, I don't know. Right? Just those words, I don't know. Well, nobody ate any chicken that night. It sat on the table, and everyone was looking at the chicken. No one would eat it. And I was sitting there, oh, my God, this is Henrietta. She didn't tell us. Just like that, before they all started breaking out into tears, guess who walks in the door? Henrietta. She comes by clucking, clucking, heading downstairs to watch Ed Sullivan as usual.
Oh my God.
And I turned to grab a piece of chicken. It was already gone. In our house, you can't be slow. And that's my story about Henrietta. Do you like that story?
Yeah.
Oh, I could tell you a lot of stories about our family, but I don't want to get into that. We had interesting things happen. Anyway, that's the kind of story, it's called a recent history story. We have old stories called legends that happened long, long ago, and a time where animals and people could talk to one another. And in those days, for example, the woodpeckers and the bears, they were like one family. They would marry one another. That's the way they were in those days. Animals and people could transform themselves into animals, and animals could transform themselves into people. It was very common to do that. Well, this is the story, and I'll end with this very short story, about a little girl. Her name was Mimu. Can you say that? Mimu?
Mimu.
Mimu was a chipmunk, and she lived in a tree house with her grandma. Okay? And Mimu, although she listened most of the time, sometimes she did what she wanted to do. In other words, she was bad. She didn't always listen to her grandma, right? And next door to Mimu, there was a beautiful patch of strawberries, big strawberries. And we call them Chiom. Chiom. Do you know Mount Chiom? That's where the wild strawberries grow. That's why it's called Chiom. Anyway, the strawberries didn't belong to Mimu. They belonged to an old lady that lived next door, who was a red-headed Sasquatch lady. Can you say that, Sasquatch?
Sasquatch.
Yeah, Sasquatch. And the Sasquatch didn't like anybody to eat her strawberries. She was very protective, in fact, of her strawberries. But Mimu, who was told by her grandmother to stay away from those strawberries, didn't always listen. And so one day, the Sasquatch caught her eating the strawberries. And she picked up Mimu and threw her head over there and threw her arms over there and she threw her legs over there and she threw her body over there. And there was me all over, Mimu, right, in different places. And when the grandma got home, she called to Mimu to come in for supper. Mimu, Mimu, no answer. And the grandma thought, there's something wrong because it's getting dark and Mimu always comes in at dark. So she took her basket because she knew something was wrong and she went out and she went over to the strawberry patch and then she began to pick up Mimu and put her into the basket. Puts her head in there and her arms and her legs and her body. And all this time, her grandmother was crying, crying. And when she's crying, she sings a beautiful song. She's singing this beautiful song, crying. And the great creator up there, Chicha Siam, he hears this. He feels bad for the grandma. Because she's crying for her granddaughter. Even though the granddaughter wasn't always good, she loved her granddaughter. And she cried so much that she filled the whole basket with tears. And she put the basket down inside of her home and she went to sleep that night, so tired from crying. And in the morning, when she woke up, she could hear something paddling around, water splashing in the basket. And she took the lid off the basket, and there was Mimu all together again. It was a miracle, because the Creator had put her back together again. But Mimu was not a real little girl anymore. She was made of beeswax. And the beeswax the Creator had made Mimu out of was very fragile. And the grandma knew this. And it was now getting on to summer and was getting warm outside. And every day Mimu would jump up and down. Can I go swimming? Can I go swimming? No, you can't go swimming. Can I go swimming? Every day she'd ask that same question. No, you can't go swimming. You'll go lay down on the hot rocks and you'll forget. You'll go to sleep. No, I won't. No, I won't. Oh, every day. Finally, the grandma gave in and she let Mimu go swimming. But that night, of course, it was getting dark and no Mimu. So she knew something happened again. She went down to the river, and there on a rock was just Mimu's bathing suit and the spot of that had melted the beeswax. She went to sleep in the hot sun. And the mother, oh, she cried again. She cried and cried for Mimu. And as she cried, she began to shrink and make real small into an inchworm. Do you see the inchworm? He stands up like this, looking around all the time. And that's the grandma. She keeps talking for Mimu. Mimu, Mimu, Mimu. That's the end. Okay. That's a good story, eh? You like that one? I can't tell you anymore because that's it. Okay. All right.
You're a great storyteller.
Oh, yes, he is. I like to tell stories.
Strange that his grandma was fine, but Mimu was alive?
No, Mimu is gone. She already perished, but the grandma cried and continued looking for her. And that's why she shrunk into the inchworm. The grandma shrunk into the inchworm. Yeah.
And the great
She is a chipmunk, yeah.
Oh, but then you said she was a little girl?
Yes, a little girl chipmunk, yes, that's right. Yes. My mother told me that story. And my great-grandfather was a storyteller, in fact. He used to tell the stories at the hop yards. Oh, my, that's a long time ago now. Back in Sardis, when they used to have, the natives would gather there to pick the hops. And in the evenings, they would tell stories. And he was a famous storyteller that told all the legends and stories of the people. Yes, ma'am. I was probably your age. I remember her telling us because we used to sleep on the floor near the stove because we used to put coal in the stove in the wintertime. It was too cold to sleep in the bedroom, so we used to sleep on the floor. And when we slept there, we didn't have TV in those days. She used to tell us stories. Yes, ma'am. Yes.
When you first heard the story, what did you think of it and why?
Oh, of course, you always feel bad for the grandma, right? But it's an important story, I think, for children, because sometimes children don't understand why their parents are so strict with them, you know? And they think to themselves, oh, my mom's just being mean to me or something. And then later on you realize it's right what she said, and it's right what they did. But at the time, I think young people, they want to do what they want to do. But the parents are going, no, 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 you can't do that.
Yeah.
And then you don't understand right then. And that's why the story is good for young people to listen to. Hello.
In your first story, you said you slept outside in the summer.
Yes.
Weren't you ever afraid that there could be, like, bears or wolves outside, or?
You know, I never thought about it. Of course, we just lived in Sardis here, and there weren't really any wild animals in those days, although now there are some coyotes about, but they never nothing ever came that close to the houses, so I never really was worried about it. I like sleeping outside, so it didn't bother me. Yes, sir? Oh, in those days we didn't have remote control. Yeah, you have to wait. She'd wait for us to turn the TV on. Yeah. Yes.
Me?
Yes.
Did you ever I've actually slept outside on my trampoline, and I can't remember what it's called, but it was really wet around the trampoline.
Yeah, it can. In the morning, it's a lot of dew on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not really good to sleep right on the ground if you can avoid it.
It was on the trampoline.
Yeah. If you're going to sleep on the ground, it's good to put something down first. We used to lay branches down on the ground and then put bulrush mats on top of that and sleep on that so you're not directly on the ground. Wow, lots of questions. Yes?
How many times have your mom told you that story?
Well, usually the elders will tell you a story four times. And they expect you to remember it after that. They tell it to you four times. Hello. Yes. Yes, actually, sometimes you get like spiders kind of walking across you, you know. And I always cross myself, you know. Oh, don't bite me. Hello. Yes. Oh, lots, yes. Mosquitoes are just relentless. They don't care. They just want to find you. Yes, sir.
I know once when my dad had a spider crawl up his face.
Yes, you've got to be very careful with spiders because some of them can really leave a nasty bite and put on some bug off or something if you're going to sleep outside.
But it was a daddy long way.
Daddy long way? Yeah. Oh. Yes, sir. We used to keep 100 at a time, 100 chickens at a time. And we had some layers. The ones that were laying were different from the ones that we were using for for food purposes. So the layers were brown leghorns, I think they were called. The eggs were quite nice, though. Yes, ma'am.
Did you have a big farm, or was it kind of small?
7 acres. It was a hobby farm more. It wasn't a really, really big farm. But we used to milk cows on the farmers next to us. We'd go to McDermott's and help them milk their cows in the morning, and to Richie Malloway's house. Boy, yes?
Do you still have your farm? Oh,
no. We have let the farm go a long, long time ago. And the only thing I grow now is raspberries. Hello.
Who was the chicken that your mom roasted?
Who was it? Well, it was just one of the regular chickens, that's all. Well, we didn't give them all names because there's too many of them. I'm going to ask who hasn't had a question yet? This little girl there?
Why did they name her Henrietta?
I don't know. You know, I don't know. I think I just picked a name out of the air. Yes, ma'am.
Is Henrietta still alive?
Henrietta's still alive. No, unfortunately, Henrietta got eaten, I think. Yeah. There used to be a lot of muskrats around that. Chicken farms attract muskrats. It's just the truth. The girl in the purple shirt? Yes. Yeah. How did I know that she liked it? She always came for the show every Sunday night. And she sat in the same place. So I don't know what it was about Ed Sullivan. She just liked that. Just, I don't know. We liked it, so maybe that was why. Okay, well, can we get maybe one more question? Go ahead.
Maybe the chickens were in, she just wanted to watch TV.
That's, you never know. Thank you for your questions. Okay, you better stop there. Okay.